Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Are you teaching your children how to express their emotions? Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now. It seems that children don't need any training to express their emotions, but they do need training how to express them in a healthy way. So I want to encourage you to begin to use a vocabulary and expand the vocabulary that your children have regarding how they are feeling. I want to introduce you to the list of soul words. Their website is howwelove.com. And if you go to there, they have free freebie section. There's a list of soul words, and this is it. You know, we've printed it off. We often refer to this because we tend to use the same words over and over, and sometimes they're not adequate for expressing what we're actually feeling. And we can begin to use some similar words or synonyms, things that would express in a more accurate way you or your child is feeling. And the more that you use an expanded vocabulary, the better your child will be at expressing their feelings. Firstly, we have to identify what are we feeling, and sometimes they don't know. So you can use this and go choose a word from this list. And under anxious, it could be uneasy, embarrassed, frustrated, preoccupied, scared, tense, fearful. There's a whole list of, there's like 15 different words that go along with anxious. You know, in the same way for angry or alone, or there's a whole list here. And I really encourage you to look at that and see if you can even express your own feelings better. As children are able to identify their feelings and describe them, they actually can become more in control of them. And so that is one thing that you can really do to help your child to move from, being controlled by their emotions to be in control of their emotions. And we all have emotional responses to situations. And so emotions happen before our brain even has a chance to think about what it is that's going on at the time. It's a part of the brain near the brain stem where the seat of emotions happens. It triggers that quick response, the emotional response to a situation. And we can retrain that response. But nonetheless, what I'm talking about here is the fact that the more you talk about it and make it okay to describe, to put words on the feelings, the emotions that children are having, they can become more in control of it and anticipate, I'm going to feel fearful in this situation, and it's not quite so fearful. Train your children to identify their emotions, to express them, and give them vocabulary. And this is a great tool. It's on howwelove.com. Go to look for the page that says something about freebies or downloads. The book How We Love is about marriage or, you know, romantic relationships. But nonetheless, this is a great tool that came out of that book from these marriage counselors, the Yurkoviches. Take advantage of that. Train yourself, even with your spouse, learning to express your feelings in a way that is not attacking, but it is describing what's going on. I feel abandoned when this happens. And that helps your partner, your child, whoever you're talking with, to understand what's going on inside you. Not just the behavior that's in the discussion, but what's going on emotionally. And we can then begin to have more empathy for one another and respond to one another in a kind and gracious and healthy way. Train your children to express their emotions. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.